then raised his head and spoke a few words. The robot ceased his attack, retreating to stand motionless before the spaceship. Cautiously, Army medical personnel approached the wounded alien and took him to the hospital. The alien they found looked indistinguishable from a human being and had learned from our broadcasts to speak in perfect English, albeit with a charming European accent. The visitor's name was Klaatu. His robot protector was named Gort. At the medical facility, Klaatu was greeted by Mr. Harley, the secretary of the President of the United States. Klaatu asked the secretary to arrange a meeting with all the leaders of the world to hear his message. Yet, the secretary could only promise that such a meeting would be impossible. Klaatu realized that living among ordinary people might help him better understand how to deliver his message. His wound now mysteriously healed, Klaatu slipped out of his hospital room despite the police guard keeping a watch on his room. Klaatu took up residence in a boarding house, giving his name as Mr. Carpenter. No biblical references there. Among the neighbors he politely greeted were a widow named Helen and her son Bobby, whom Klaatu offered to watch while Helen spent time with her boyfriend. Klaatu asked the boy questions about human society and, in exchange, offered the boy basic information on physics and space travel. When Klaatu told Bobby that he'd like to talk with the wisest man in the world, Bobby suggested that Klaatu meet his mother's boss, Professor Barnhart. The two soon made their way to Barnhart's office. Klaatu easily slipped inside, and spying a complex mathematical formula on a chalkboard, Klaatu lifted a piece of chalk and made a few corrections. "This will be my calling card," said Klaatu, as the housekeeper entered the room and quickly sent them away. That evening, several men arrived at the boarding house asking for Mr. Carpenter. The men were government agents, and they brought Klaatu to meet Professor Barnhart. To this wise and powerful man, Klaatu revealed his true identity and explained that he'd come to Earth in response to humanity's discovery of atomic power, which would present a potential danger to other worlds. "Mankind must follow our message of peace. Would a violent threat be more effective?" Klaatu asked. "If my message is not heeded, planet Earth will be eliminated." Martin,